Christian Audio presents The Bible from 30,000 Feet, Soaring Through the Scriptures by Skip Heitzig, narrated by Skip Heitzig.
The books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We're going to cover Matthew, Mark, and Luke all at once, collectively known as the Synoptic Gospels because of their similarities in synopsis or structure. They follow the same basic geographical outline. The early part is Jesus' Galilean ministry. The latter part is his Judean ministry, followed by his betrayal, crucifixion, and resurrection. John's gospel, as we'll see in the next chapter, has a completely different structure. I mentioned that the gospels provide four different lenses through which to view Jesus Christ, like different instruments in a string quartet, playing in beautiful harmony. As a movie, the Holy Spirit directs the action from four separate camera angles. Each gospel targets a different audience and reflects a different aspect of Jesus. For Matthew, he is the Lion of Judah, the promised Messiah. For Mark, he is God's servant, dedicated to the mission of salvation. For Luke, he is the God-man, full of compassion, healing, and grace. Also, Matthew underscores what Jesus said, Mark emphasizes what Jesus did, Luke reveals what Jesus felt, and as we'll see the next chapter, John showcases who Jesus was. The book of Matthew. Matthew wrote to the Jews about their Messiah, showing Jesus' connection to the lines of Abraham and David, that Jesus was the fulfillment of the promises God made to them, the historically anticipated Messiah. Matthew organized his material into five sections. Originally, Matthew was known as Levi, a recognition of his connection to that priestly tribe. Somewhere along the way, he became a tax collector, one of the most hated occupations in the land, working at a toll booth in Galilee. That's where Jesus found him and said, "Follow me," Matthew 9:9. Matthew instantly obeyed, stopped being a collaborator with the Romans, and became a follower of Christ. That he ended up writing the gospel that addressed Jews most directly shows Christ's redemptive power. Matthew went from accomplice to apostle. Matthew began with Jesus' genealogy, his earthly genesis. It says, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." That's Matthew 1:1. He carefully established Christ's origins right away, because his focus was to portray Jesus as the King of the Jews, the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Matthew understood that if someone were to claim to be the Messiah, the first question a Jew would ask would be, "Well, what tribe are you from and where were you born?" His audience knew that such a claim required scriptural verification. That person would have to fulfill certain predictions made about the Messiah over the centuries. The genealogy Matthew presented established Jesus' credentials, including the timing. It says all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations, and from the captivity in Babylon until Christ are 14 generations. That's verse 17. These three sections of 14 generations emphasize something called literary symmetry. Matthew was bringing to the fore the three great epic periods in ancient Jewish history. The first was the patriarchy from Abraham to David, both of whom received messianic promises from God. The second great period was the monarchy from Israel's greatest king, David, until the exile to Babylon. The third period, the captivity, followed the exile all the way up to the time of Jesus Christ. Matthew was grounding Christ's claim to be Messiah in Israel's history, a compelling argument for his audience. As Matthew gave the account of the birth of Jesus Christ, verses 18 through 25, he connected the events to prophecy. Following the angel's instructions to Joseph to name the baby Jesus, Matthew wrote,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?